الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد brothers and sisters we I spoke to you last time about one of the great Sahaba of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا مصعب بن عمير مصعب بن عمير رضي الله عنه and as I mentioned to you When he accepted Islam, he was 16 years old. And give or take a couple of years because he migrated twice to Abyssinia. He was sent to Madinah Munawwara as the ambassador of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before Hijrah to prepare the place for the arrival of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And on his hand, some of the greatest of the Ansar, some of the greatest leaders of the Ansar accepted Islam at the hands of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. And remember, we are talking about people much older than he was, accepting Islam at the hands of a person of a, what today in our language we would call boy. And this is the challenge or even the curse of a affluent society and affluent families that childhood gets delayed. In poorer countries, poorer societies, they grow up faster. They take responsibility faster because they have to. There's no alternative. But in affluent societies, there is the luxury of living off the parents. So childhood gets delayed. Responsibility, valuable years where responsibility and accountability could have been learnt or lost. That was not the case in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and definitely not in the case of some of the Sahaba who, like Mus'ab ibn Umair radhiyallahu anhu, who literally were thrown out of the house in his case, not even the shirt on his back, with a wrapping sheet. So when he went to Medina, he was supported by one of the Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called As'ad ibn Zurar radhiyallahu anhu, who was the head of the Banu Najjar, who were the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mother in Medina. They were sub-tribe of the Khazraj, and Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu was their chief. So Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu said to Mus'ab bin Umair, there are two people here, if you can convince them, then this whole of Medina is yours. And he said, they are Usayd bin Hudayr and Sa'ad bin Mu'ad radiallahu anhu. And he said, both are difficult people, they are not easy people, they are warriors, they are, you know, big tough guys. Sa'ad bin Mu'ad radhiyallahu anhu was the head of the whole of the Aus. And Usayd bin Hudayr radhiyallahu anhu was also one of the leaders of the tribe. And these three, Asad bin Zurara, Sa'ad bin Mu'ad and Usayd bin Hudayr were also related to each other, they were cousins. So Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu said, take me to them. So Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu took him to the encampments and the fortresses of the Aus. And they were sitting there, and there were a lot of people who collected around them, and Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was explaining Islam to them. When Sa'ad bin Mu'ad and Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu, they saw them. So Sa'ad bin Mu'ad said to Usayd bin Hudayr, go and deal with them. Who is this? They knew who it was. They said, this is the guy who came from Makkah, and he's spreading this new religion. So go and throw him out. So Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu went there. With his bow, he drew the arrow. He pointed it at Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. Now put yourself in that place. This is actually the equivalent of suddenly being confronted with somebody with a gun, and he puts the gun to your head like this here and says, get out. It's as tough as that, right? And here is a 16-year-old, and the other one is a warrior. And if you imagine medieval times, they all habitually wore armor. So this would, he would have a helmet, he would have armor, he's obviously armed. And he is holding an arrow, and the bow is drawn, the arrow is pointed at him, and he says, get out of my land. Now, what would be the normal reaction of somebody? I mean, it will, you know, maybe terrify you out of your wits or something, right? I mean, it's crazy. This is like, he's like 1 second away from death. And imagine those days, as far as the chiefs of the tribes were concerned, they could literally do anything they wanted. He could take your head off and no questions asked. What does he do? Musab ibn Umair. He says to him, why don't you listen to what I have to say? If you like what I have to say, alhamdulillah. If you don't like what I have to say, then I will not say it to you. He didn't say I will stop saying. He said, I will not say it to you. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, it's Allah who turns the hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the heart of Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu, wallahu alam. He must have thought to himself, okay, so this is a kid, what's he going to do? I mean, this is my land, you know, I'm the boss here. So he wants to talk to me, let me talk to him, let's see what he has to say. He said, okay, he put down his bow and he sat down. And Musab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu recited Quran. Now this is the method of da'wah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to invite with the Quran. He didn't give big lectures and this and that and, you know, lafazi and no. He used to invite with the Quran. He recited Quran. And Usayd bin Hudayr was totally affected. And he said to him, what do I do to come into this? So Musab ibn Umair said, go and purify yourself, take a bath or whatever, change your clothes, something, and come back. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu went, he changed, he came back, and he recited the kalima, I accept Islam. Now, second question, what to do with Sa'd bin Mu'adh? Because that's a bigger one. So Usayd bin Hudayr said, leave it to me. He went back to Sa'd bin Mu'adh, and later on Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says, when I saw him coming back, I knew this is not the man who went from here. Something has changed in this man. He's not the same person who's coming back. But at that time he went, and now imagine, look at his hikmah. He doesn't go to Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu and say, well, you know, I have accepted Islam, you also accept, because then it would be a bigger problem. So he said to him, he said, you know, your cousin Asad bin Zurara, there is that tribe, and he gave the name of another, he said, they are attacking him. So now Sa'd bin Mu'adh, this is the Asabiyat. Now how can you attack my cousin? If you are attacking my cousin, then you are attacking me. I can't stand here. So Sa'd bin Mu'adh, literally, he took his spear and he ran. When he reached there, he realized that this is a trick, because there's nobody attacking anybody. They're all sitting there peacefully. So he grounded his spear and he said to Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu, he said to him that if you were not my cousin, if he was his mother's sister's son, he said, if you were not my cousin, I would have taken off your head. Why did you bring this man? Who is this man? Why did you bring him here? Take him away, go away. And Musab ibn Umair did exactly the same thing with him. He said to him, now that you have come here, why don't you sit with us? You listen to what I have to say. If you don't like it, we will leave. No problem. There's no confrontation. If you don't like, we leave. So Sa'd bin Mu'adh again, radiallahu anhu, he said, okay, this is my kingdom. It wasn't my, nobody, who's going to challenge me here? He sat down. And as they say, the rest is history. He recited Quran, and Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. And then he went back to his tribe. And then he did his style of dawah, which I don't recommend that unless you are like him. He went back to his tribe and he said to them, what do you know about me? They said, you are a beautiful leader, you are a great leader of ours, whatever you say is good, and everything that comes from you is good, and we love you, and so on and so on. He said, then I will not speak to any man or woman until he accepts Islam. Now, that's a style which works if you are in that position. I mean, I don't advise that for anybody. But I'm saying that was his thing. I will not talk to any of you unless you accept Islam. And the historians have written that by the evening, by the time the night set, That whole tribe had become Muslim. Now, my point of saying this, apart from the story, of course, the beautiful stories of the Sahaba and the Seerah, and this is why we should study them and we should listen to them, because imagine 1400 years ago, 1400 years later, somebody like me who is not related to any of them is sitting thousands of miles away in a country which in those days they did not even know that there is something called America. And we are telling the story. This is the name, this is the meaning, this is the real fame. You know, we chase the world, we try to be nice to the whole world, we try to make halal into haram, we try to do all kinds of things to become popular, to get real popularity is this, which is popularity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalla. So then Allah will keep your zikr alive generation after generation after generation. It's not cheap popularity that we have to run. That happens when you do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what else. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, because the hearts of people are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to put your love and your respect and popularity for you in the hearts of people, nobody can stop. And if Allah does not want to do that, no matter if you stand on your head and you dance like a monkey, nothing will happen. And this is what the Sahaba understood, radiallahu anhu. Keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And this is what they did. And today, and wallahu alam, till Allah keeps the world, till there are Muslims, these stories will be told and they will continue to inspire and they will continue to be a means of goodness for all of us. So I remind myself and you, let us study the seerah, let us study the stories of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and then let's ask ourselves and say, what do I learn from this and how can I apply this in my life? Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.